Yo, so this is the room I'm staying in for the next like hour, and then I'm getting the get out of here. Yeah, there's me with my sleep mask. That you gotta be rocking the sleep mask when you're sleeping, because it makes a big difference, especially on the road when you can't really control the lights going in, and you're old as me and need your rest. So, all right, I'm gonna get dressed. So in case y'all wondering what Texas weed is like, this is what a joint goes for. Is like down here that I don't know, some dude hooked me up with last night. Allegedly 2 grams. And some concentrate and this little plastic tip on the end. People were smoking these like friggin' wild last night. They were basically going the entire night that I was there. This is not what I thought Texas was gonna be like. There's like more weed down here than there is in Massachusetts, which is absolutely insane. Like I was telling someone last night, you can't leave your house in Massachusetts without seeing a dispensary or a billboard or something for weed, but it's like somehow easier to get down here. So I don't know. Maybe this will be used under parental supervision later. Maybe not. We'll see. Bye. Oh. Urban Bricks. That must be where all the weed comes from around here. And checking out now is to show you how little I use this friggin' room. It has been about 8.5 hours, so. There's a truly frightening doll that you can't see because of the reflection, and that's probably a ghost protecting it. Yo, if you don't know Tam One, get on that. RIP to a legend from the Weathermen group. Definitely go check out some Tam One stuff. And Parallel Thoughts did a bunch of production forms. Just sitting here chilling in the parking lot of the Holiday Inn where Wordplay and Reigns are staying. Picking them up. We're gonna head down to Austin pretty soon. I slept maybe half what I usually sleep the past few nights, which is for a man of my age is, yeah. I meant to keep reading my Chaucer, but I didn't. Let's actually see what Chaucer's up to right now. I'm waiting on Wordplay to let me know his room number, so I'm just down here chilling. Oh, and I got the phone charger too. That's a twofer. Oh, book's up the wrong way. That's a nofer. Let's get a quick read from the Book of Chaucer here. Where was I? I'll tell you, in this book, there's a lot of extra detail here that I don't know whether it's not that important, which for me as a writer, I feel like almost everything is important, or I'm just missing the context completely. Because they're talking about, there's something over here about like a list, that the king was gonna make a list or something so that they could have a fight. I don't know. Oh, there we go. Thesis made. Let me see. The third part follows. I think that my listeners would consider me negligent if I failed to tell the arrangements Theseus made as he busily prepared the royal lists. The Royal List. They go on to kind of list all this stuff. It sounds like they're setting up a place for this big fight to happen, but the word list is really throwing me. So this is what I get for not using my Cliff Notes. I was a Cliff Note aficionado back in the day. Actually, peep the piece of art I did of Cliff Clavin called Cliff Notes, where I use my Cliff Notes on the background as decoupage, and then I have a stencil of Cliff Clavin's face and some music notes there. That's available for sale. It's somewhere in my house. So you come over, you find that, you're gonna get yourself a real good deal. But Cliff Notes, highly recommend them. They still make those anymore, don't they? Do they really should. I guess they have Wikipedia now, but so yeah, this one other thing that I found interesting in the intro to this book is there was a mention of how they're gonna tell this, they're gonna recount the stories exactly as they were told, like regardless of, I don't think he used the word vulgarity or whatever, but it made me think they're making some sort of out for themselves so they can do some crazy shit later on in the book. I don't know if that's what's going down, but I got my eyes peeled. I mean, in the beginning, there's already a lot of slaughtering going on in this, which, yeah, I guess that's the way it goes, but not a kid's book. So yeah. All right, has Wordplay ripped me back yet? No, he has not. So I'm still sitting out here chilling with Saucer. Chaucer? Saucer? Chaucer, Saucer. Saucer, Chaucer. Yeah. Good content.
There's a whole thing is not the real.
Rock out the worst move.
No, he did not. You know who got the worst move? The worm, nigga. How the fuck is he gonna fucking do a whole dance?
Well, he's meant to be the gimmick, bro. The Rock's supposed to be a main eventer,
bro. What are you saying about Scotty Too Hotty, man? Come
it's on. Go, that's what I'm saying. That's how stunning the move is. Yeah. You can't even get up while I do my dance. You have to sit here.
And then the sweet chip music, bro, that's effective, but the wine's like the build up to that shit. Like, bro, you know that's coming.
You heard him stomping.
Yeah.
You hear him stomping, bro.
I also like if Shawn Michaels does it, you're down for a week. If the Young Bucks do it, it's barely like, you know, you're like, oh, what happened?
That was a super kick.
Yeah.
He got back up.
Yeah, there was 90 seconds in a row.
Have you heard JBL's explanation of that move?
No.
He was like, I know that he does something, but when I was in the ring with him, I was like, what is that? Yeah. And he looks at me and super kick. And I'm just like,
you're trying, JBL. I appreciate the effort.
And I like how JBL's clothesline is stronger than everyone else's.
Oh, the clothesline from hell. That's from hell, though. That's, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. But like,
come from a special place.
I think he bought it from the Undertaker. Nah, man, that's from Georgia. That's not from hell. it's you know, a little upside.
JBL's a strong motherfucker. Right? He's the hate fighting him on the game.
Edge's spear is stronger than Batista's spear.
Hey, Joey Styles still comes out JBL, though.
Goldberg's spear, though.
I mean, but that's... I can see that. But Edge's spear is stronger than Batista's spear. Like, Batista never pinned nobody with his spear. But Edge can.
Seeing Batista run is like... It's like watching Triple H run. We're like, nah, man. Nah. Nah. You're scary, but I'm getting away. And you run weird. Beat me in the gym. I'll beat you in the treadmill.
I don't remember seeing
Leech run. He looks weird when he does it. He's like, his legs are sort of like, he has sort of the Matt Hardy, Jimmy legs.
In Mexico. I've never been to Mexico. I'm pretty sure you.
Somewhere.
You're like looking for Speedy Gonzalez around here somewhere.
Dump the energy.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm about to get the food, bruh.
Oh man.
I'm about to get these enchiladas. I just found out where the acid barrel is. It's cheap.
You learned something new today, man.
Oh, bro, what the hell? Did you make it?
These are all like my stickers and stuff.
Yeah,
fine. Yeah, that's hard.
Actually, I got some stickers and CDs I gotta give you guys too.
Hell yeah,
you
need that.
I'm on the album too.
Yes. Quiet Life Loud Friends.
Crazy. Menu. Ain't nobody gonna read this, but
yeah, I think I'm gonna get the pancakes. I'm not gonna lie.
Pancakes? Dude, everyone just beefing now, bro.
I know. It's like people that are in like their 60s almost.
I mean,
who was the dude? Was it? Who went after Eminem? Was it Grandmaster Cass?
Oh, no, it was Melly Mel.
Oh, Melly Mel. That's who it was. Yeah, Benzino was always going after.
This track is
hilarious.
Oh, it's not good.
I'll just
it. It's mine. Yeah, thank you. Was mine the salted one or yours?
Bro, I didn't even know they made like bigger size.
Yeah, I know.
I never seen that size in my life. Crazy, bro. Tall boy.
Yeah.
They made tall boy going all this.
I didn't know you're supposed to drink Coronas out of a shot glass.
I didn't either.
This is great content.
Is this Soma Vlog?
Soma Vlog, yeah.
Or Wordplay. Coke to my face. Yo, your boy.
Hey,
Wordplay.
Yo.
What up, bro?
On his Scarface vibes.
I always like the shit, man.
Say hello to my little friend.
My man got breakfast.
You got that breakfast?
Not his
thing?
Not
his thing.
Got that Beyond Pyong.
If you can hear this, but Yellow Ledbetter is playing. He's our referencing the song they're performing all tour.
There you go.
Okay, yes. Now that I listen back, I realize it is not, in fact, Yellow Ledbetter. That is Black by Pearl Jam. So, my bad. But look at this face. Look at this face. Yeah, she doesn't care. She don't care. No, we don't care. The homie Reigns has been in there buying socks for the past 20 to 30 years. He's negotiating some sort of a super secret sock deal in there. I don't know what's going on, but it's like a Geneva convention. And that's the outside of my hotel room there. Down there is the old Urban Bricks. For your tour of San Diego, the heck? That's how you know you're in Texas. You got vodka shaped like a gun, tequila shaped like a gun, bullets. Man, this is all in the mall. Alright, rolling up to the Airbnb, staying in this tiny house. This looks pretty dope. If I remember this passcode that I was given about 4 seconds ago. Doesn't look like I do. Yo, this is the tiny house. This is tiny and it's a house. It's pretty sweet actually. I can barely get the whole friggin' thing in here because it's so tiny. That doesn't make any sense. It should be harder to get it in if it's big. What am I talking about? All right. It's actually bigger than my bathroom at home. Maybe I live in a tiny house. Yo, people would talk about how bad Boston drivers are, how terrible it is to drive around there, but it is wild down here. They put roads everywhere. They build bridges it looks like they never even finish, and everything is packed. This dude's picking his nose. I'm not really down with that. Look at this pet house. Going off to pick up Wordplay and Reigns at their hotel, and then head back to the Coral Snake, where we're playing tonight. Austin's a lot more on my scene, I think, than San Antonio. There seems to be a lot more funky shit going on around here. Walked out of my Airbnb and literally within 2 steps, two different beautiful women waved to me. I think they were just being polite. So I'm gonna sit here in traffic and think about other things that I'd rather be doing. Like, I don't know, rapping or pretty much anything else. So yeah, enjoy. We'll be right back. Yeah, let's just get this on record beforehand that Reigns' suit is going to be visible from Mars, Jupiter, wherever you want. This thing, he can ride his bike anywhere with no lights and totally be fine. He's going to be all good. I can't wait to see this. These new shoes he's got are pretty dope. I'm secretly jealous of those. I know. This is the last time we'll be able to get a picture of this outfit.
Bring the Mac back?
Yeah. Rap Jack. Slap Jack. Jack Black.
Jack Black and Slap Jack.
So what's a good thing?
Throwing them in a knapsack.
That's part of Voltron, I think. It's like mid formation. There's three Voltron cars that got like combined together when they tried to form. Yeah. It was just like booting up and like it got stuck out. That's in the middle of an Adobe update right now. Everyone is crucial. Everyone is crucial.
Make sure you stay safe and all that good shit. But most importantly, you know what I'm saying, don't stress over the little shit.
Like to hear some niggas coming from Alaska, we gonna give you some real sound. Hey, we just like to bring real good energy. You know what I'm saying? I go by the name of Reigns. This is my boy Wordplay, the flyest MC. We got a group by the name of Diamond Dollar Entertainment. Every time I go to a show, it's always the light killing me right in my eye, bro. This shit is, bro. Every time. Shout out to niggas like Concept, man, bringing niggas together. You know what I'm saying? All niggas in the building. Got my nigga Sauce in the building. Soma in the building. Got my nigga Six Star in the building, you know what I mean? Lil Texan in the building. A bunch of niggas in the building, you know what I mean? Like, it's about to go crazy, man. Woo! Hey, y'all ready to get turned up in this mode?
Yeah!
Let's go. I see my mans with the camera. I'd appreciate you with that one. Yeah. Let's go.
That's mom.
Gas me the...
I'm going in like, homie, get me up. I got the keys, but homie, gas me up. I got the drive, and I'm about to level up. I got the tank on my side, so just try to gas me up.
Gas them up,
I got the drive and I'm about to level up. I got the tank on the side, so just try to gas it up.
Gas them up, boss the best.
tell you about it, guess that.
In and out of jail, acting like it's hype though. We losing tribes, nigga, what the fuck we hype for? Hey, how many more niggas gotta die for? For us to realize that we are life force. Keep it 100, niggas, stay up on that right course. And you won't see a lot if you can get it from that right source. Now that you know that, I wanna get somebody that you think should know that. And when you get some potion, put some ice before that. And when you get some potion, put some ice before that. Cause I don't lie to these hoes and my niggas making some progress.
Can I do a couple tracks? Is that cool? Can I do a couple tracks? Okay, cool. So we got a homie here, you know what I'm saying, that I met online, you know what I mean, and sent me some beats, you know what I'm saying, real cool guy, you know what I mean, and shit, I like this track, so we gonna run this while he in the building. Shout out Austin, Texas, man, always showing love, so. Once again, I'm Concept. I've been DJing, but I'm not a DJ, I'm just here doing it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, look.
I need to save, but I'm spinning. If it's about gang, then I'm spinning. God, I made it, she changing my linen. Not a stain on my denim, look. Cause you playing the victor. I get paid cause I'm playing the system. I paved the way like a pilgrim. One day it's gonna make us a million. I'm a lot of things, I'm not a civilian. Blend in where I'm at like chameleons. Parlay with the plug in pavilions. We talking cheese over squares like Sicilian. Look, I've been a battle, still a crutch. It ain't real beef if it's on the internet. Ran the city for a year and I ain't break a sweat. When my reign will end, taking bets, paper checks, electronic, or hard cash. Take it off. If you can't pay, it's a hard pass. Smoke the half in a day, it was all gas. Blow through a bag like a 40-yard dash. Look.
Damn.
Holla! How y'all feeling? I have one more for y'all. I haven't done this one in like a minute. I actually haven't done this one at all this year. So yeah, let's run it. This one's called Beagle.
Okay, so if you've never seen me perform before, when I perform, we're gonna have a lot of fun. So I need everybody who's sitting down to stand up, and we can wait. As long as it needs to take for you to stand up, you have to stand up, and then I need y'all to come to the front of the stage for me. It's okay, we can roll it after the set, and I will wait. So I'm looking at you right there, I'm looking at y'all. I need y'all to stand up, and then we gonna come to the front. No, we gonna wait. Come on, I need y'all. I need all my partners right here. I need y'all right here to the front, please. I need to feel y'all's energy. We gonna have a good time. Y'all, you know, we came here to have a good time. So, yeah. See, I fucks with y'all. That's real shit. Y'all real people.
Hey, talking shit on Twitter with you motherfuckers. Pretty crap. All a bunch of homies. You be asking where the fuck at? Nigga. Hey. Since you in the big gun, talking where the fuck at? You make the mama scream. Motherfucking call back. Close in the mouth. And I better lick a butt crack. Niggas got me living, talking lies. Steady tripping. I be rapping what I'm living.
Say, I love this guy right here, man. He is an amazing artist, a multifaceted, multi-dimensional artist, you know what I'm saying? And I'm very honored to have him in Texas. It's my first time, like, really meeting him in person after, like, a 10-year business relationship, you know what I'm saying? So I fuck with him, and he's going to do his thing, you know what I'm saying?
That's his way of saying, if you don't like my rapping, I do good art, so I still have that going for me. So, because this is what Western Mass hip-hop sounds like, and it's kind of weird, so get ready for this bullshit. So
it is hot.
All right, this one is a story track about a drunk, rich asshole kid. And once again, I'm not about me. I'm not rich, not a kid, not drunk yet. It's called Roaming with the Buffalo. Yo. There's a party in my head and everyone is invited. There's Bacardi in the keg and the sides have divided. I'm losing all of my cred cause my lies have collided. My brain is kinda dead, alive behind my eyelids. But I've never felt better, I'm a mellow head setter. And I finally understand the words to Yellow Ledbetter. So you better get along, say hello to Ed Vedder. Because being seen with me is a hell of a red letter. I'm a well-aged cheddar in a self-made leather in a well-made sweater, drinking self-aged Cabernet. A mild man, a rabble-rouser in well-cut trousers. Mild, brandish, and sour from my selfish encounters. I feel like Niles Crane with a million-mile brain in a stare that could raise hairs on a wild lion's mane. So you should take my car keys, cause that was all nonsense. I think someone's smoking weed, I'm gonna follow the bomb sense. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo, yo. Am I in a field? Is this pretty prism even real? Is there a bunny somewhere that can help me get my carrot peeled? With a stare of steel, fluffy hair appeal, dancing better than Fred Astaire, except backwards in platinum pleather heels. If I decide to die today, I'll go out the riot of the rave. Paramedics put me in my place, giant smile on my face. Not to glamorize as I dissolve behind the disguise. I'm just the kind of guy to reprioritize portions of a diamond sky. And I hope that you don't mind if I find a quiet place to lie, cause these cars pass passing by are really crapping on my high. My mind is filthy as a sty, I'm napping as I cry. This will all be over once the buffalo stop laughing in my eyes. I feel like Passion of the Christ getting lashed all through the night as you people pass and can't keep from cackling at my plight. But I have no other life, all my choices have been right. Alright, now hold my sprite as I walk into the light. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo, yeah. Yo, no offense, my brain is dense and I'm taking some dents, and I can't afford my rent, so I'm living inside of this tent until a better life can commence. Somebody better call my rent. It's embarrassing to mention all their money that I've spent, but that was then, this is now. I can't live in the past. If so, I would regurgitate the substances that I passed so that I can re-ingest just to make them last. Food for thought from somebody who's never had to fast. The difference between a junkie and me is tiny, but key, well, actually, it's just my family's money. But that's really here or there. Ignore the forest and or trees. And if you say that you care, then you agree with my poor me's. What are we paying these peasants for if not to tend to my needs? Like tailing back my hair as I'm tossing cookies on my knees. Yo, I changed my mind. Just give me the freaking keys, because the only thing that can fix me is a whole lot of speed. To let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo. Let the butler know, I'll be roaming with the buffalo, yeah. The end. Careful, a lot of maniacs in the road out there. This one is about how bad I am at dating. It's called Red Flags to Toe Tags. Yo, then it's gonna get weird after this. It's a Soma 7-9 Saturday / Catterday, but the cats say I should catch a matinee so that they can nap away from the rapid crap I say as I pace to and fray with a face full of dismay. Maybe I will meet someone, maybe today's the day that I just open up, right swipe, just say hey, chatterbait, make a date, learn to accept flattery, self-actuate so that I can be a better me. Cause the last time kinda felt like a light crime. How come I can't find anybody in their right mind? Do I actually want to spend a full night time without sneaking out as if I had to go fight crime? She sleeps with an ivory knife and a live weed pipe, and something about that just doesn't quite seem right. She keeps one eye open as she sleeps tight, and I think she wants to turn me into a meat slice. That bothers me because I want her to eat right, live a real long time and have a real neat life, but she just wants to kill me with a street knife. Maybe next time I should find myself the sweet type. Quick head scratch, I know this may sound like it's said bad, but is it a red flag just because she's got a dead dad that blew a bit of meth lab filled with lead?
wet scraps. I left her with a red scab and maybe a little head mad. But I ran out of dough and she decided to go. Yo, could have been a coincidence, but yo, I'll never really know. Back to the well I go, plenty of fish left in the flow. That's how I met this little doe that swept me off my toe. Short height, short skirt, short attention burst. Long story short, a curt, this one would kinda hurt. She drove a black hearse and rolled up on me at work and tried to put her curse on every girl that knew me first and swing a lead pipe at exactly their head height. Make sure they bled right before stopping like a red light. Protect their creds, fight, prove she's dead right as she eats dead mice with every single bread bite. That bothers me because I want her to eat right, live a real long time and have a real neat life. But she just wants to kill me with a street knife. Maybe next time I should find myself the sweet type.
Where was I?
Yo. Alright, stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and style that you used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? Come on, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, cause I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink up all the Hennessy you got in your shop, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, yo, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm 7 tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, they're gonna fall when the stereos bump me. I like the rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal gumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta the Mac. And sometimes I get ridiculous. I eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Hey yo, fat girl, come here, I get ticklish. Yeah, I call you fat. Look at you, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the booms. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in your girl's pants, and I even got my own dance. Do the hump, watch me do the hump. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the hump, y'all. Yeah, I do the hump, yeah. People say, yo, Humpty, you're really funny looking. Well, that's alright, cause I get things thinking. They stare, they glare, they constantly try to compare me, but they can't get near me. I give them more seat and on the floor, beat all the girls that adore me. Hey, yes, ladies, you know I'm being sincere, cause in a 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies, and all I'm in charge. Both how I'm living in my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. Use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I slam under what you like, in case you missed it. I'm the one who said, just wrap in the biscuits. Yo, I guess they told you that I like the bite. Yo, I guess it's obvious I also like the right. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance. I got a couple songs coming out with the son of Humpty Hump, Young Hump. Woo! A couple songs with him. I'm doing some stuff with Digital Underground. That'll come out later this year. I got a CD, Quiet Life Loud Friends, that I just put out. And I'm only going to torture you with one more thing. I got a quick spoken word I'm going to do. This is called Take As Needed. I wrote this in my early 20s, and on a day I felt super depressed. And I was watching a movie, and I just heard someone say something. I hit pause, and this all came out in one bit. So it's called Take As Needed, and it's about prescription medication. They say that this is just a stage between the cradle and the grave, and that today's another day that you lose more than you save. So I just pull the shades and try to let go of the waves. They say the ocean represents the way that you were born and raised. You'll have to pardon my appearance and my basic lack of hearing. They said don't take too many. They don't mix with power steering. I'm asleep inside my car, but a mile past the clearing. Stuff that I can't sit still, it's the lines that won't stop hearing. I'm alone inside a crowded room as my head's got people over. I think I hear them smoking clovers louder, super grover, leaving bottles by my ears that triple drips into my nose to say if I don't move sometimes and they get stuck inside that pose. Advice is like the little bike that they gave me right at dawn. It's easy to take the ride when the training wheels are on. They said that there's no guarantee that you'll ever be happy. There's no way of really knowing, but without getting too sappy, there's no way to break a heart that's been melded into steel. Trying often leads to failure, and lying is the first way that they steal. They say it's no big deal. They had it at my age, and today they sit before me without a single ounce of rage. But what? Who wants to grow up to slowly fade away as if complacency replacing a lack of feelings quite okay? As if getting out of bed is good enough reason to be elated. I'll just sneak out the back while you doctors go debate it. You know, they say a lot of fucking things that don't make much sense at all. They say they're talking to me, it's just like talking to a wall. Whenever it wants to open up and will do anything to stall. There's no helping some people. Sometimes you gotta let them fall. Outsiders looking in can take their pity shots of Jaeger and swallow two of these, and please don't call me for a favor. We all wish that we were kids. That's why God invented ravers. We like to think that life comes in 30 assorted flavors. They say take as needed, but that doesn't work for me because my wants and needs are in catastrophic conflict constantly. I needed to go to sleep, wake up, go home, be alone, or roll over in bed just to try to reach my phone. But that's really all I've got. There's no reason to keep repeating. You've heard this all before, the different person in the seating trying to sell you on conceding in their brand new products. But I'm just a whiny fucking white boy who doesn't know how good he's got it. Thank you.
Yeah!
I just finished the last show on the tour, so I'm enjoying myself a Busch non-alcoholic, which actually tastes, from my memory, at least as good as a regular Busch, which kind of sets the bar kind of low. That's actually not that bad. It's pretty refreshing, so I think that went pretty well. People seem to take the Humpty Dance, I guess, but I don't know, I had glasses on, but it felt good. No. One of the reasons I was kind of doing it like that is because after I do like my serious spoken word, and I'm kind of experimenting with how you kind of dig yourself in a hole by going in one direction very far and then see if you can swing it all the way back, like going from super silly to super serious and then seeing if you can do that. And so far it's worked pretty well. People have seemed to like the freestyle at the end, but I don't know, I'm just experimenting with stuff. This isn't anything really for everything, but that was fun. Now I'm just gonna have a good time for a couple days and meet some new people and head home, and I'm gonna smoke this joint that I showed you earlier. So, all right, thank you very much. Peace.
Yo, since I'm doing a lot of talking about myself anyway, might as well promote this. New CD, Quiet Life Loud Friends, the ultimate extra loud edition by Soma79 and Pilsy Beats, now available on CD. What was originally a 6-song EP with one bonus track is now a whopping 16 tracks. We have multiple bonus tracks here featuring Copyright, DJ Slip Wax, Honest the Grease God, we have Wordplay the Fly Ascenti, Jay Sinatra. We got everybody on this record. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but check it out and find out. This is available on my Bandcamp. Oh, it's also a remix of every song in the original album, plus the bonus track is remixed on this. So lots of good stuff. A few of them, I think the remix is better than the original, but you're going to have to listen to it, check out, and decide for yourself. This is available on my Bandcamp. I think it's soma79.bandcamp.com. Check that out. Pick this up. It's like $7, I think maybe 10, I don't know, free shit. Shipping in the US, probably something like that. In fact, if you go there and it's not true, hit me up. I'll make it good. I'll make it true. So yeah, check out this dope art on the CD. I did that. And this, you're gonna want to own these. There's only about 100 of these in existence, so grab them while they last. Grab them before the next album is out, or grab them both then. I don't even know. Maybe you'll be lucky to be there. Alright, check it out. Quiet Life Loud Friends. CD. Extra Loud Edition. Filthy Beats, I'm saying. Peace.